ישראל.
I asked Mechila from the Reish HaKoyel, he wants to give an introduction. So Bershus the Reish HaKoyel, as a Mechil Zayim Mechila, I despise introductions. So Mechila, you'll be Mechil me. Shouldn't think that he didn't want to do it. He wanted to give a proper introduction with all the flowers and everything that goes with it, and I didn't allow it. So it's been moichel me, no reflection on it. Fine. What should I tell you? I walk in over here, I'm amazed. I heard that it's like Valdika Koilel in North Miami Beach, but look at this. This is a Meredik. The Kiddush Hashem here is half of a fella. Wow, packed to the gills. It's the Malam Torah of Anemis. Very, very impressive. Tonight's Rosh Chodesh is still Tishrei, the last day in Tishrei. So on it, Chodesh, Chashvan. Gemara states in Brachos and Daf Lamed Beis and Med Beis, the Gemara says, Mishnah says, Chasidim Rishonim Hayushoyin Shah Achas Lifnei Hatfila. The original Chasidim, the great giants that were Chasidim, they used to take them an hour to prepare for Shachris. They didn't stop, walk in, and just roll into Davin. He sat for an hour's time, they thought, what's their preparation, daven, to who am I going to daven, what am I going to say? Leilenu, I hope none of you ever have to experience it, but I have some friends that had to go to a real serious court case. Went to visit him, months before the court case. He's sitting in his house, he's not in his office anymore, and he's going over papers and papers and papers and depositions and meises and geschäften with the biggest lawyers. He's preparing, he's got to go in front of a judge, and it's an important court case, he's got to prepare. The preparation was immense. Chassidim Rishonim, when they came to daven for the Eibishter, the Melech Malchem Lachem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they prepared for 1 hour. Just think about it for a minute. For 1 hour, you come to Beis Medrash, 7:30 Shachris. When is Shachris? 7:30, what time? Something like that, what time?
7 o'clock,
okay. That's 7, middle of the night. 7 o'clock, they daven Shachris here, right? That's fine, that's a chama, right? So it's Pilipoim, right? Pilipoim Sheikhan. Anyway, Val Gopunim, the fellow would come to Davin at 6 o'clock and sit with a Mesos Yeshorim, with an Orcha Sadikim, or with a Bir Atfila, and think about how am I going to prepare myself to Davin Lefnei Melech Malchem Lachem HaKadosh Baruch every single day. You understand what kind of preparation that was? Just, Agaburcha, I'm going to tell you a story, Piliploim, just as I'm talking, Falt Meayin. A woman asked Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zecheinu Levracha, she only has X amount of time to daven. She has to take care of her children, she has to take care of breakfast for her husband. There's obligations that a woman has to run a household. What should she daven, or what is she allowed to cut out? Rav Moshe Gepaskind, you should say Psukah de Zimra, skip Krishma, and say Shemoneh Esrei. Fascinating psak. She's potter from Krishna because the mitzvah says Zman Groma. Tefillah is not a Zman Groma. If you don't say Psukah de Zimra, you don't know who you're talking to. How can you say Shemoneh Esrei without Psukah de Zimra? You understand Rav Moshe's understanding? When you get up and you say Psukah de Zimra and you say Hallelujah, Halus HaShemayim, Shmei HaShemayim, Kol Rem HaSipur Konuf, and you start talking about godless abayra, you start preparing for davening Shmoneh Esrei. You can't roll in and daven Shmoneh Esrei. That's how Rav Moshe understood Pesukei Zimri. It's a preparation to understand Roimim es HaKadosh Baruch Hu in order to daven. Akubanim Chassidim and Rishonim used to prepare an hour for Shachris. Says the Gemara, Meno Animili, they did it on their own. People stopped, decided, need time to prepare. You don't do things on your own. You have to find the source. You have to find the mocker. Meno Animili. Zog the Gemara, it's a posik. Darshan a posik. Amri Vishu ben Levi, Ashrei, Yoish, Vevei Secha. Praised is the one that's Yoishve, that's Ma'akev himself, and he sits quietly and he prepares. Tanya Nami Lachi, Tzorch Sheyisha Shoachas Koyden Tfilose, Veshoachas Achat Tfilose. Then the Gemara says you should learn, you should have an hour before davening and an hour after davening. Koyrim tfilosoi, ashre yoshu v'secho. Acha tfilosoi minayin, diksiv ach tzadikim yoidu lishmecho. Tzadikim, thank you, and they praise you. Yeshvu yishorim espanecho. And then they sit, and then they wait. So we know shachas lifnei tfile, and the Shachas Lachat Tfilah. So the Gemara has a Moed Kikasha. According to this, Chassidim Rishonim spend 9 hours a day Shachris bin Chamayra. So the Gemara says, when did they learn Torah? So the Gemara says, Ma'achas Shoshoyin Teish Shoshoyis Tfilosom B'yoyim B'Tfilot Terosom Eich Mishtameres Umlachtam Eich Nasin Al Mitech Shachsidim Ein Terosom Mishtameres Umlachtam Ezbareches. And the Ebeshti gave him Siyat Rishmai to accomplish in less time more Torah than the usual. But that's not important for what we want to talk about right now. The Gemara tells us that you should, an hour before davening, preparation, and an hour after davening. So the question is, the hour before davening, I understand, we just explained it. What's this hour after davening? You davened already. Now go learn, go do your work. What's this? La'achar tefillah. So, truth be said, Chaber Paskin, this halacha, in Simon Tzadik, or Chaim Tzadik Gimel. Sif Aleph, it's a psak lalocha. Yishe shoachas koidim sheyokum lispalo kedei sheyachavin libe lamokim. You should prepare an hour in order you should be able to mechavin. You can't roll out of a car into Shmoneh Esrei and into Davni. You have to sit down, put yourself together, think for a minute, think for another minute, and start preparing. What am I going to do? V'shoa acha zog de mechaber acha atfile, shaloi tehe niris olof kemaso yishememai losis. Goodbye, thank you, Rabban Shalom, and I'm out the door. No. Davening is a very important thing. And it's not a big, heavy-duty thing that you did in Baruch Hashem Potter. So sit in Beis Medrash for an hour afterward, Shalom Yerikamas. As they zok the Mechaber Pshat. I have to say what the Mechaber says, give not the right Pshat. I once heard from Abshleim Avol B'Zechrein Levracha that he once explained this in a different way. What's this Shoachas La'achar HaTfila? And I'll tell you his explanation, but I really want to tell you as Avot for Avuraman. But I'm telling you first Abshleim Avol B'Pshat. So Rabbi Shlomo of Elbe said that was the time when they shot up the spaceships. Was a wow. He says, you know, they take these aircraft, these spacecrafts, and they shoot them up with tremendous power. They go against gravity, and they go out of the circle of gravity, and then they start floating around. Meredik. And the friction, the fire that goes on there is pilliploy. Then they have to shoot another rockets, another power to bring that thing back into gravity. Where do they land those spaceships? They always land them in water. Why? Because the friction, the quickness that it has, it becomes a ball of fire. The outer face of the spacecraft turns red, flaming red from the friction of the quickness that it's going. And if you landed in the ground, it would be a, would create a crater in the ground. So it always landed in the ocean, or someplace in a big sea, someplace a lot of water. So it cools off, and then they could take the astronauts out of the spacecraft. So Shlomo Volpe said, that's the pshat, the shachas lachar tefillah. A person davens, he becomes so nisroimim, he becomes so elevated, he goes into a different world, he's standing from Hashem. And he's talking to God, he's talking to Rabbeinu Shlomo, and he's nisroimim. He's like a malach, he's all the way up there. You can't bring him down to the daily world. You gotta slowly, 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 like, in order it shouldn't burn. It shouldn't walk out. So you need a shachas lachat tefillah in order to bring him back into civilization. That's how he explained it. It was a beautiful explanation. I heard it from him over 50 years ago. I'm sharing it. But Rav Rudam HaZichrein Lebrocha said, on the same vein, but he said a little bit different. You daven in front of Hashem, and you talk to Hashem, you say, Rabbeinu Shlomo, I'm asking for rachmanis. You know what? This person is sick. Rafa'enu Hashem v'nei rafa'enu. Rabbeinu Shlomo, have rachmanis and send them refuah shleim. We believe b'munah shleim, you're the roifei chol basar, you're the mafli lasis, and everything's up to you. Roifei, you're roifei ne'eman. Now, after you ask Rachmanis from the Eivishta, and you're begging for mercy, you're begging for mercy for Parnasa, you're begging for mercy to say right pshat and a shtickle toisvis. Chaneinu meitcha deya bina v'haskel. Rabbi Hashem, give me seichel. I can learn a toisvis for 3 hours and not get right pshat. Give me an understanding, give me intelligence. I should be able to horiv on a toisvis and a ktsois and a nesivis and no pshat and get to the right pshat what tois is talking about. You need tremendous yad rishmaya for these things. Okay, now you finish davening. Now what happens? How do all those inyonim that you just understood and davened and realized that you're in the hands of Hashem, you need His rachmanis, you need His chanina, you need His panosa, you need His shmiya, you need everything. Now how does that work in your daily life? How do you interface all these understandings when you were standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And what does that mean? You ask somebody, Rabbeinu Shlomo, give me rachmanis. You are rachman, have rachmanis, this person needs a refuah shleima. You walk out and somebody's in your parking space, say, hey, why do my parking space? You're asking for rachmanis, you're screaming at somebody else. That stims. If you ask for rachmanis, you say, sir, can you please move your car, you know, please. Talk edel, talk nice. You just begged Rabbeinu Shlomo for rachmanis, and you're not exercising rachmanis, and you're exercising anger. How could you ask rachmanis and exercise anger? It doesn't work. You're begging for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give you panosa, and you're going to cheat somebody? He's giving you panosa, and you're going to take an extra few dollars from somebody to make a crooked deal? It doesn't work. That's a hypocrisy. So you need a shah achas la'achar ha'tfilah to integrate all the things that you understood when you davened Shemin Esra, hopefully you understood it, and integrate it into your daily life. And take another shah and think about it. Okay, I'm going to the office now. How am I going to behave in the office? With patience, with chanina, with savlonis, I'm going to scream and yell. How am I going to handle a deal? How am I going to talk to my wife? What is this all about? You davened? Sho'achas lachat, think about, and now, what's my daily life going to look like after this Shemin Esra? This was Rav Rudam HaZichrein Lebrocha's vot. It's on the derech of what I told you from Rav Shlomo Volpe, but it's in a different way. Sho'achas lifnei tefillah, you understand. Sho'achas lachat tefillah is, how do you mesh? How do you synthesize the Shemin Esra, the elevation that you got elevated into your mundane life, into your daily life? Rav Rudam HaZichrein Lebrocha used this vod about this time of the year when the new Zman starts. And he said, we just had a wonderful month, Rosh Hashanah, Yom HaKippurim, Sukkot, Simchas Torah, Shana Rabbah, Shmini Atzeres, Geshem, Yerach HaYisonim, a month full of Ruchnius, full. We got spiritually elevated to tremendous heights. And we were Makabal Kabbalists. And we made decisions. This year I'm going to do better. And I'm not going to do this. And I will do this. V'chaheinu, v'chaheinu. The longer list is big as anybody's imagination could take him. If he really was Nesir Yom HaKippurim. No. Now starts my cheshven. No. What happens now? Now how do you interface Tishrei with cheshven? How do they work? That's the Shachas Lacha Tefillah. That's the hour after Tishrei. That's today's day. Rosh Chodesh, Mar Cheshven. It's Lamed Tishrei, and it's already the beginning of Mar Cheshven. No, now let's remind ourselves. What did we look like when we were by Ne'ila saying, Avinu Malkeinu, Psach Lanu Shar, Avinu Malkeinu, give us Parnosa, give us Refu Shleima. No, you were ready to give the world at the time of Ne'ila. Now let's take that Ne'ila, and tell me how you're going to live today, first day in Cheshvan. How is that going to work? How are you going to integrate it? How is those moments of highness going to translate into my Cheshvan? Well, here is no winter, but us, you know, New York gets winter, it gets dark, and it gets ready, it starts getting cold. No, what are you going to do in the winter nights, in the winter days? What are you going to do after such an elevation of Tishrei? What's going to happen? That's the Shoachas Lachar Tefillah. I told you over the Mechaber, because I want you to know the Pshat. I can't tell you something that's not right Pshat. Right Pshat what the Mechaber says. Shlo yekine kamase. The Drush, I told you from Rav Ruderman, a Pshat. It's a Pshat. But the Pshat is as Negeya in the Drush. It's me Negeya. So I had to tell you, v'shtein shulchan aruch, that I have to stick to the truth. The truth is v'shtein shulchan aruch. It's a drash, pshat and drash. But the drash is moiridik in the welt. It's a moiridik drash. The shachas lacha tefila is, how do you phase in into the daily life everything that we had? I had a horror this year, and I was very busy with this horror, and I want to share this with you, and I think that will help us a little bit. We start with Rosh Hashanah. We start with Yira, Din, Mishpat, Tkiyah Shofar, very serious moments. Yira, Pachad. Now we go to Yom HaKippurim, Chilas Avoinus, Rachman Bedin, Din Berachman, says the Ramban, but whatever it is, Moiridika days. Then we end up with Sukkot, and the high point of Sukkot, Simchas Torah, we're dancing away, with Moiridika Simcha, with Moiridika Hisrakshus. How does all that stim? Us in the yeshiva, we have an Ilas Achag. After Hakofis, a long Hakofis, then all day, Matanz, Spring, all night and all day, and at Moyedik. This year happened to be Shabbos, and Ilas Achag was Mishal Shudas. Yeah. And our minig is that when it comes to Ilas Achag, we take out the Machzer, and we sing over the Piyutim from Yom HaKippur. Say the minig once in yeshiva. And we go through some of the, you know, piyutim that we sing together, that in Seira takes about a half hour, 45 minutes. This piyut, that piyut, you know, this one, Kavakoras, Raya Edra, Yechila Lakeil, Yashmeinu Salachdi, Yachbeinu, different pieces. And then, Shana Bob Yerushalayim, Svdeo Mehera, and we end, that's Nila Sachak. It's like, we chazer over the whole Chodesh. We chazer over in a nutshell, from Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Simchas Torah, somehow this all works together. So I want to share with you a Rabbeinu Yoinin of in Masechta Brachos. To give you an understanding what this is all about. This year I was nesoyer to this Rabbi Yoina. Rabbi Yoina says, the Gemara says, this Gemara doesn't have it. It's okay. Yeah, if you have a Gemara with a rift. If not, I'll say it outside, but if you have a Gemara with a rift, thank you very much. Yashukleich. Hashem b'yira v'gilu b'ra'ada. Serve Hashem from fear and rejoice together with trepidation. My v'gilu b'ra'ada, what does that mean? Joy and trepidation. Amravad v'amasna b'mokim gila shom tehei ra'ada. In the place of happiness, there should be fear. Sokt Rabbeinu Yoina. Listen to a fascinating Rabbeinu Yoina. Sokt Rabbeinu Yoina. Eitzel Boser Vedom, Hayira Vasimcha Heim Dover Vehifuchoi. By a human being, fear and happiness are opposites. That's a contrast. When somebody is afraid of somebody, who he stands in trepidation and he's shaking, and he's worried, so he can't be happy. But by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not like that. When somebody thinks about Godless Hashem, he's a melech, malchei, amlochim, he's the king of the whole universe. Shamayim, shmeh, shamayim, oretz, v'chol Hashem, b'em, mayam, v'chol Hashem, b'toicham, everything is the Rebbein Shleilam. The yorim upon of, and he's an off and godless haboyren. Yismach v'yogil b'oysa yira. He's very happy because he has that fear, that trepidation of Kutcha Brichu. Mipneisha be'emtza iso, because of this fear, mis'oirer le'kayim ha'mitzvahs. He realized how great Kutcha Brichu is, and he gave me mitzvah of tefillin. Ah! I'm doing his mitzvah, I'm putting on the tefillin. I'm putting on tzitzis because the Boira Olam gave me this mitzvah. V'sos, and he's happy, v'nis aleis b'kiyumam. Sheyoidea kischora ito, he knows that Kodesh Baruch is going to pay him back. Upulose lefonov, val simcha kazu timtza shomer beposuk echad, ivdu es Hashem b'yira, or beposuk achar, ivdu es Hashem b'simcha. Seems like a contrast. Worship Hashem from fear, and worship Hashem from happiness. Zot Rabbein Yehin Rotzeloima, no, it's not a contrast. It's not a, no stira. Ta'avdu es Hashem b'yira. Have fear and understand how big Hashem is. Ube'oyse ha'yira. From that fear, tismachu, you will become happy. V'togilu bo. And then you'll become tremendously happy because you're serving the great Almighty Rabbi Nishmael. Ve'afal pishe simcha acheres asura. The Gemara says you're not allowed to do other simchas. It's kalus roish. Simcha zu muteres umechuyevis. You mechuyev to have it. Kinyin shenemar. Tachas ashaloyavadatos Hashem olekecho b'simcha v'tuv levov. The end of the toichecha is all the 98 curses that it says in Parshas HaToichecha. It says, Tachas, why are they coming to you? Ashaloyavadatos Hashem olekecho b'simcha v'tuv levov. You worshipped Hashem, you did His mitzvahs, but you didn't do it joyfully. You didn't do it with gewaldige simcha. Simcha shal mitzvah is the greatest madrega somebody could accomplish. He's doing because he's merdik happy, he's merdik zufrieden. That's after you realize how great Kutcha Brichu is. We start with Rosh Hashanah, and we start with Tkiyah Shofar, Zichrus Berachem, Eilu anoshim shesheichim. They forget the truth. V'sheigim behavli azman. Get up from your tardema and get up from your sleep and from your deep slumber. Remember, as a zichras barachim. Remember the Rebbeinu Shalom. As the Rav Milchus Tshuva. Pachad. Fear from Baroilam. Mishpat. Comes Asesim et Tshuva. Comes Yom Kippur. Baroilam. I have charote. Hashamnu, Bogadnu, Gazalnu, Dibarnu, Doifir, Rebbeinu Shalom. No, no. Help me out. I want to start slate new. I want to become clean. I want to become potter for all my sins, all my avarice. I'm starting all over again. Give me mechila, salachti kidverecha. Ah! After you realize how great Hashem is, and you realize what you're supposed to do in life, now, jump for joy. I could serve this great God. I could serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I could learn His Torah. And I could do his mitzvahs, and I could take a lulav and esrig, and I do it b'simcha rabba. That's the epitome of what we rise to after the whole month of Tishrei. That's the climax of after you know godless avoyer and raimus Hashem, ivdus Hashem b'yira, v'gilu b'rodo. Now you have a right to be afraid. Now you have a right to be sameach. You know why? Because you had fear. Rebbeinu Shem, I'm so happy I was fearful on Rosh Hashanah. I was so happy I realized how great you are and how small I am. That fear brings me to Moira Dika Simcha. It doesn't bring me to Atzvis. It doesn't bring me to Do'oger. It brings me to Simcha. That I'm a happy person to learn His Torah. And I dance with the Torah and Simcha's Torah. I dance with the Torah that I'm able to do His mitzvahs. I'm a happy Jew. I'm a proud Jew. I have a mitzvah. I have Torah. I could serve Kutcha Brichel. The Simcha of Simcha's Torah is the end result of the whole work of the Ganze Chodesh Tishrei. This is what we should focus on. Simcha Shal Mitzvah. Simcha Shal Mitzvah. Yom Kippur, we did tshuva for our veris. Sukkis, we try to accomplish Simcha Shal Mitzvah. We try to accomplish the great accomplishment of being happy and proud from our Shabbos. Happy and proud from our Lulav and our Esrik. Happy and proud from our Tzitzis and our Tefillin. That's what we need. Simcha Shal Mitzvah. With Simcha Shal Mitzvah, you take care of all the klolos. I saw on Sukkis Avot from the Avnei Nezer. A moiridik avot, which mamish coincides with this machshava. The Avnei Nezer, Shem Shmuel brings from his father, the Avnei Nezer. On Sukkos, we bring 70 axes, Purim, Keneged Shivim, Umas Ha'olam. Then we bring Elim, and then we bring Kvasim. How many Kvasim? No. What does Rashi say? How many Kvasim? I see you know how many Purim. How many Kvasim? Tzadik Ches Kvasim. 14 every day, 14 times 7, 98 sheep we bring, kvasim. Zokt Rashi, lechalois, es tzadik ches klolis shebe Mishnah Torah. We bring 98 little kvasim sheep on Sukkis in order to eradicate the toichecha of Mishnah Torah. Zokt Avnei Nezer, what does this mean? Zog Davnei Nezer, because at the end of the Teuchach, it says a posik, Tachas asher lo yavadetus Hashem ulekecho b'simcha b'tuv leivav. Zarizal said that the whole Teuchach comes for one aveira, not worshipping HaKadosh Baruch Hu with happiness, kvetching when you have to do a mitzvah. Oh, I have to do this. Oh, it's so hard to build a sukkah. Oh, you have to get up from davening. Don't kvetch. Dance to get up from davening. Dance to put on tefillin. Dance to do a mitzvah. Be happy. Tachas asher lo yavadetus Hashem elekecho b'simcha b'tuv leivav comes 98 curses. Zog davening nezer. Sukkis is man simchaseinu. The time when we're happy with mitzvahs. That eradicates the lo yavadetus Hashem elekecho b'simcha b'tuv leivav. That's the tikkun that we have simcha shal mitzvah, we won't have klolos. That's what the whole Yontif Sukkah is all about. There was a mapamnik. I don't know if you people, as Mistam, some Israelis here that know good Israeli politics. Mistam, and all stop saying it's a swell to get chavra. But Al Kaponim, my palm, I don't know if they're still around, maybe the Achdus Avoda today, they have different names, but Al Kaponim, my palm, because we're the left wingers, the real communist Yidin Loyaleno, that were far, far away from any Shaykhus Yiddishkeit. This man was a high up in the hierarchy, in the Mapam, the government, and he was holding by his last days. And the doctors told him, call the family. You know, it's imminent. He's holding by his shoulder. Okay, they called the family. And that's Israel as far as you go. But a Chaver Kadisha, Kvura Kedalchosi, you still want. That's at least, you know, there's still something left there. So I hope, and you know, today, then. Anyway, Al Kaponim, the Chaver Kadisha comes, and they're looking at him, they see that, you know, what the matzav is, the monitors and this, and they said, look, Rabbi, you say, you got to start saying psukim. There's psukim that you say, b'shas yitzis neshama. These psukim, yana psukim, shema yisrael, and there are different psukim, shteit mavar yavik. All of a sudden, this person says, no. Whoa. Asad, because, no, he says, no. The guy was holding by Yitzis Nesham. He says, don't say Shema Yisrael. I want the pasuk of Tachas Asher Le'evadetas Hashem L'kech. They looked at him. What's going on over here? So the kid said over. Our father was in concentration camp. And he worked bitter and hard by the Nazis who schmeißed him and made him dig ditches and carry cement bags to the bone. Next to him was standing another from a Yid. I don't know if he was from there or not, but next to him was standing a from a Yid. And every ditch that they dug, he said, Tachas asher le'evadetas Hashem elekecha b'simcha b'tuv leva. Tachas asher le'evadetas Hashem elekecha b'tuv. He could say that every 5 minutes said that pasuk. This went on for months. That Yid was the Kleisenberger Rebbe. He was in the concentration camp. And he felt the tzaddik ches klolis from Parshas Kisavoy. And he was matzdik nidin, zalman live. You know why you're digging ditches? Because you didn't do mitzvahs happily. He said it. He was talking to himself. This guy was next to him. Wasn't from. But that a man in concentration camp could say those took him went into his neshama. When he's holding on his deathbed, his last breath of air on this world, say that pasuk. That's the most important pasuk. I learned it in concentration camp. That's the most important pasuk. Now, boys say the most important pasuk is to dance with the Torah. Tachas asher lo yavadetas Hashem alekecha b'simcha b'tuv levav. If there's one thing that we could be mekabel after a whole Tishrei and after all the mitzvahs that we did, and after all the roimimus that we had is, Rabbi Sai, let's accept upon ourselves that we're going to do mitzvahs and learn Torah b'simcha. Let's do it with a gusto. Let's do it with a happiness. Let's do it with a freilachkeit. It's a schus to open a gemara. I remember 35, 40 years ago, I was at a dinner in Yeshiva Spring Valley in Muncie. A congressman by the name of Ben Gilman spoke. What he said, I don't know, but this I remember. This one line I remember. He says, I went to Russia. There was the Iron Curtain wasn't down yet. There was still a Mechitza Shel Barzel. And they let him in, a congressman, they let him in. He says, I went to the shul, and a Jewish kid comes over to me. He says, you're from the United States. I'm sure every kid over there learns all day. They're lucky. They can learn Torah all day. We're in Russia. I remember Ben Gilman saying that over. Do you understand? When you're in Russia, you appreciate that you can open a Gemara. You are, you guys are lucky. I'm in Russia. I can't learn. I'm under the communist regime. But we're not under the communist regime. Let's be happy. Let's be b'simcha b'tuv leivav, that we can daven a mayriv, that we can daven takodesh baruch hu, we can learn his Torah, we can do his mitzvahs. If we'll have Simcha v'Tuv Levav, we'll be koined a whole Chodesh Tishrei, pack it up in a package and keep it with us for a whole year, that we should be zoyche to go Mechayel al Chodesh.
Huh? Adam, I'm gonna hear it.